Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion. That'll determine what the future will bring. And today we're going to have as a special guest Pastor Joey Faust, and we're going to be talking about euthanasia in America. Now, when I entered medical school in 1948 and until probably about 1970, everything that we did in medicine was aimed at trying to save human life. Human life was sacred. Human life was important. After all, everybody knew that God created men, each one in the image and likeness of God. And everything was done to preserve human life. Even when you knew they were dying, you never gave them excess medication. You gave them enough medication to keep them comfortable. But you never tried to kill people to put them out of their misery. And then about 1970, things began to change. And they began to change ever increasingly rapidly. And we heard talk about death with dignity. We heard about, certainly, preserving the lives that were worth living, or ending the lives that were not worth living. And gradually, little by little, the concepts of euthanasia have spread across America. Now, certainly, most people are well aware of abortion. In fact, we're killing unborn children, and we're simply slaughtering them. They say 53, 55 million children we've killed so far. But nobody wants to talk about how we're killing people at the other end of life. And they talk about, you want to send a sign an end-of-life agreement, you know, and certainly you don't want to be kept alive with extraordinary measures, your tube down your throat and a tube in your rectum and being there in a coma for year after year after year. Just sign this end-of-life agreement that you don't want extraordinary care. But they never tell you extraordinary care may be simply giving you food and water. Well, I think that certainly our guest today is a minister who suddenly came face to face with the reality of what's really going on in America when, of course, one of his close relatives, somebody he cared for, was certainly in the hospital, and there was a question, what should we do? Pastor Joey Faust, am I pronouncing your last name right?
Faust.
Pastor Joey Faust, you go right ahead and tell us your story.
Well, my aunt was diagnosed with cancer, and we begged her to use natural means and reject the chemo and radiation, but she went through the standard procedures, and when the doctors finally gave up and sent her home to die, we thought that this would be a time to use a last effort to try to use natural means to see if the Lord would spare her. But the family refused and said they didn't want to prolong the suffering. And I knew nothing about hospice or anything like that at the time, and we drove to South Carolina where she was dying and was at home. And when we got there, I was not prepared for what I saw. She looked like a concentration camp victim. She had been deprived of nourishment, and we didn't understand at the time that this was called the third way, the hospice way, and they do nothing to prolong life or hasten it. And the whole time we were there, the hospice workers were under nervous pressure to get more morphine into her, and they finally talked the daughters into getting more morphine into my aunt, and pretty soon the death rattle came, and I said to my wife that they killed her with morphine, and at the time I knew nothing about this, but I went home and began to study and found out there's a whole movement out there trying to awaken people to hospice and the euthanasia that is in this country today, and that they are ending life through this morphine that shuts down the respiratory and blood pressure and you know, my eyes have been open to what's happening here. And since that time of writing about this situation, I have had people from around the country, some of them associated with hospice, that have tried to blow the whistle upon this thing and have been let go. I had a chaplain that wrote to me not long ago and says that as a former hospice chaplain in Wisconsin, I saw this every day. And I talked too much about what I was seeing, and she was let go from her position.
And I think people don't understand that morphine is a wonderful, wonderful medicine. We used to call it God's own medicine because, of course, it really did relieve pain. But you give them enough to relieve pain. You don't give it so that you will kill them. You do not give it to suppress the respirations. And so there is a place for the use of morphine. But ordinarily, people who are having a great deal of pain can take the morphine without suppressing their respiration. But today, the hospice, the purpose of hospice is to kill people. And basically, it's really very simple. There are too many old people. They're costing the medical system too much, and they really have to be eliminated now. They will try to tell us it's out of compassion. It's out of concern. Oh, my goodness, we don't want people to suffer. These are lives that are not worth living. We want to put them out of their suffering, but a lot of these people are not suffering. They have starved them. They've deprived them of food and of water. And they give them so much morphine while their breathing is actively suppressed. And that's really what happened to your aunt, isn't it?
That's absolutely what happened. And it's all over the world at this time. I don't know if you saw the report in the Telegraph today. And the headline is, "Elderly patients help to die to free up beds, warns doctor." And this professor, Patrick Pulisino, said doctors are turning to the use of a controversial death pathway, which is the equivalent of euthanasia for the elderly, and they withdraw this treatment. And this doctor testifies that he has taken a patient off of this pathway who went on to be successfully treated. So he showed that the claims that, you know, they only have hours or days left are often false, and it's being used as euthanasia. And, you know, Ron Pantzer, the hospice whistleblower who was a nurse who began to witness serious violations in standard of care in a Michigan hospice, went on to found the Hospice Patient Alliance. And he tells us that hospice horrors are no longer confined to hospices, that they are occurring in hospitals, and this culture of death has moved into nursing homes and hospitals where there's no way for the families to know, because they're using the Nazi technique to just say, well, they died of natural causes. And remember, that's what Hitler did in October of 1939 when he launched the mercy killing of the sick and disabled, mainly newborns and children, but quickly expanded it to include the older disabled children and adults, resulting in the gas chambers. But the families were told that the cause of death was medical, such as heart failure or pneumonia. And the thing about the morphine that Pantzer has discovered and testified is that signs of morphine overdosage are the same as some of the signs of imminent death. So all they have to say is, well, they're in pain, so let's give them more morphine. But even before my eyes were opened, I could tell that there was this pressure to hasten the death by giving them this morphine. And it's a sad situation. What we have here is, you know, you go back to the infidels of David Hume and Voltaire, and they all had this view of suicide, the liberty to kill yourself. And now it's just, you know, with abortion at the other end, as you stated, we now have the elderly and the terminal patients who
hold
are...
Hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question or comment, give us a call right here at Genesis. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what happened in Nazi Germany.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you feel the aches and pains of your age? Do you often feel tired, and is your mind often clouded and forgetful? Well, it's time to stop the clock on aging with a proven system from NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical, the company that brings nutrition and medicine together, turns back the hands of time inside and out with Anti-Age Max. Protect against age-robbing cellular damage with Nutritrala, and combine both Anti-Age Max and Nutritrala with Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. Yes, you can look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs, Anti-Age Max. Order online at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871 for Dr. Bill Deagle's proven Anti-Age Max system. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Pastor Joey Foss, and we're talking certainly about euthanasia in America. If you have any question or comment, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. People don't understand that when you turn away from God, why anything goes. And certainly this is what happened in Hitler's Germany. And certainly they began to kill the elderly. They began to kill the feeble-minded. They began to kill those with psychiatric problems. They killed those who had lives that were not worth living. Certainly we look at horror what happened in Hitler's Germany, because the next step was, of course, to begin to eliminate the Jews and the other races that were still to be, that did not really deserve to live. They were already a problem. People say this could never happen here. Ladies and gentlemen, it is happening here, and you're not hearing about it because the media in America is largely controlled. There are a few people who are speaking out, as such as our guest today, and I'm sure there are websites up there by people who point out that the whole concept of hospice is how to kill people, and they really are killing people in America today. And where is the outcry? Boy, it's deafening in its silence. Pastor Joey, you go right ahead. What response have you gotten from the people in your church and others that you've told this story?
Well, in our church and on our website where people have been writing in, it has been amazing with everyone has a report and you know, the emails, numerous emails coming in from all over America saying that, you know, they witnessed this with somebody or their aunt or their parent, their own parent. And one person says, this message just shocked my wife and I. We have a friend that was dying of cancer when we found this message. The pastor described perfectly what was going on before our very eyes. And it's not just people that are outside the medical community, but people inside the medical community that are being pressured and persecuted and silenced for speaking up. And you remember, as you stated, with the Nazis, there were rumors that this so-called mercy killing, this euthanasia, was occurring. But nobody wanted to admit it. You were called a conspiracy theorist if you tried to expose it. And it is absolutely against God, against His Word. Job, we can't imagine anybody that went through more suffering than Job. But Job, in the Word of God, says in Job 7:15, my soul chooseth strangling and death rather than my life. But Job did not commit suicide, nor did his three friends assist him in ending his life. Because Job said, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. And you remember the Amalekite in 2 Samuel 1 that gave that story, supposedly how he put Saul out of his misery. And he says, I was sure that he could not live after that he was fallen. And David slew that Amalekite, gave him capital punishment for murder. And this murder is going on all across the world today in abortion and in this so-called euthanasia mercy killing, which is a horrible thing to see. And it's because we have left God. We have left the foundations of the Bible. And this mentality of the humanist and the infidel is now pervasive in our culture.
And what people really don't understand is that the Chinese have eliminated about 400 million children. They've simply aborted them. But for every child they've aborted, through contraception and sterilization, why, they've prevented the conception of probably 2 to 3 other children. Exactly the same thing has happened in India. They've aborted 400 million children. And what most people don't know is that Russia has aborted about 400 million children since the beginning of the 20th century, a systematic program. So that is, of course, 1.2 billion children, and then if you take the contraception, you take the sterilization, and the other techniques, they've already eliminated 3 to 4 billion human beings here within the last century. They're killing, in my estimation, millions of people throughout the world every day, and they really intend to kill billions more, unless there is an outcry, and there's not going to be an outcry, unless there's righteous indignation on the part of God's people, because the atheist, certainly the agnostic, is not going to be concerned about whether you take a life or not, because after all, they're going to die anyway. Why not just hurry it along? And that really is the philosophy. Let's hurry the death along. It'll be a lot easier on everybody. We want to put them out of their misery. But that is the decision that the individual must make. We must never make that. And our job is to preserve life as doctors, as human beings, as children of God. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-259. 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question or comment, why give us a call? What do you think we can do, Pastor Joey? The concern I have is that there is so little concern by the leaders of the Christian church today. Where is the outcry from our Christian leaders? Don't they know what's going on? Or is it that they don't care? Or maybe it's just better just to not to say anything so you're not considered to be some sort of a nut or kook.
Well, you know that the Bible tells us that there are beloved physicians, but unfortunately we have a priesthood now where people are not following God, they're following what society tells them, what the medical community tells them. And just 2 weeks ago in the Wall Street Journal, a surgeon described how he witnessed these doctor deaths, these hands of death and destruction, just in medical error. The Institute of Medicine says that there are 98,000 annual deaths from just medical errors. But the problem we have today is not just medical error occurring in the hospital, but as Ron Panzer, the hospice nurse, has stated, that he believes that the horrific conditions, in an email to me, cannot be other than intentional. So these aren't just errors, these are intentional errors. This is euthanasia under another name. You know, you just change the name and people buy it. And I believe what we can do is continue to expose it, get in the way of what Satan is trying to do. Try to hinder it by reproving and rebuking with all long-suffering and doing everything we can to inform people, just as you're doing so well. And, of course, praying against this culture of death and doing everything we can to awaken people. And people are waking up, but even the surgeon that tried to expose the medical errors, he says that there's a closed door situation, a closed-door culture in the American medical community, and how much more so with this hospice situation.
And it used to be just the opposite. When I was a physician, when I was learning medicine, why, of course, everything was done to preserve life. Life was precious. Life was something extraordinary. And the purpose of the medical profession was to preserve life and certainly give it the best quality possible. But, of course, everything has changed. A slow, progressive program to alter our perception of what life is all about, because they've altered our perception of God, and they've taken God and prayer out of our schools. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791.
Folks, the autumn nights are here and the bitter cold of winter is coming soon. Prepare now with the Kimberly Wood Stove at JadoProducts.com. Proudly made in Oregon, the Kimberly is a veritable diamond of modern stoving technology, delivering 40,000 BTUs of heat per hour and is both tiny like an espresso machine and efficient. A little 5-pound log provides 8 hours of dry heat. Your Kimberly will also burn lumber scraps, old boards, even manure. Now, if you use electric, oil, or gas heat, the Kimberly can be a great heat supplement this winter, plus be a life-saving emergency backup heat source. Buy now and get free delivery on your Kimberly, plus a free kerosene lantern. See the Kimberly at JadoProducts.com or call 855-USA-STOVE. That's 855-USA-STOVE. JATOProducts.com.
Want to save children and mothers from abortion in New York City, the abortion capital of the Americas? Go to ProLifeInterns.com and read how you can join them on the frontline battleground for life. To apply for a paid internship or to support their work, go to ProLifeInterns.com. Make a huge difference in the lives of mothers and children now. To serve or donate, please go to ProLifeInterns.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest is Pastor Joey Boston, and we're going to be talking about euthanasia. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Pastor Joey, do you have a website, any place you'd like to, these people, our listeners, to go to get more information on this subject?
Yes, thank you. There's kingdombaptist.org. kingdombaptist.org. And we have our sermons online, and there is a paper that I have written and a sermon that I preached upon this subject. And we're going to continue to update it and do what we can to awaken people to this culture of death. And, you know, the Boston Medical and Surgical Journal of 1884 said the medical world is not yet ready for euthanasia. But unfortunately, today, with this culture of death and atheism and infidelity, I believe that Satan is launching his final stand, and people are now turning toward this. It's a beautiful thing. He's trying to make death beautiful, and he's a liar from the beginning, and he's a murderer from the beginning, and it's a horrible thing.
Well, people don't remember Dr. Gevorkian. We've sort of forgotten him. But he was a pathologist. He was a physician, but he really wasn't a physician. He never took care of live people. He took care of dead people. And he actually killed 133 people. They only convicted him of the death of one, but it was about 133. And basically, of course, he'd just take people into a motel room or into a van or something and lay them down and put an IV in them and say, now, if you want to kill yourself, why you just push this button? And if he did give them a lethal solution, that was the end of it. People have forgotten how many people he did kill. It was all in the name of kindness. But was it really kindness? What happened to those people? People feeling so hopeless in many respects, but most of them, or many of them, the majority, did not have a terminal illness. They just wanted to die. But certainly the whole thing is that we should not be helping people to die. We should try to bring them into a permanent relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, because if they die without that relationship, they're going to spend eternity in hell. Our job is to save people's souls, not to simply facilitate their leaving this world without a personal relationship with our Lord. What are your thoughts on that, Pastor?
Oh, you are absolutely right, and that is the most important thing. But correct me if I'm wrong, but I do not believe nurses take an oath to do no harm. And what's happening with the hospice is these nurses are the ones administering the morphine. And I've always thought, even before I understood that they were euthanizing people, I always thought it was so sad that people put off knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, and then when they're finally upon their deathbed, you read back in the 19th century of these deathbed conversions and how people were able to turn to the Lord at those last few minutes of life. It's not like that anymore, because they are so drugged up on morphine that, or whatever drugs they're putting in them, that they don't even have a chance to reflect upon death and the Lord and those types of things. But a pharmacology journal of 1965 says even therapeutic doses of morphine may induce extreme respiratory depression in certain sick individuals. Well, they're giving it to these so-called terminal patients in their weakest state, and they're not able to convert to the Lord. They're not getting those last few minutes with their family. But worst of all, they are being, their respiratory is being shut down. And I wonder sometimes if people are awake, but it's just convenient to get rid of grandma. I hate to say that, but you have to wonder sometimes if this whole thing is just a game that people are playing that's convenient.
I fear that that really is the case. The people get very emotionally involved with, they're dealing with somebody who has a terminal illness. But certainly, I think many times the family would just assume that it all ended, but that is not their decision to make. What
Amen.
We have to understand is that the decision is God's decision, not us. God created humanity, and God will take people home when the time comes. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. If you're out there in the listening audience, and I know we have thousands of people listening, and you have a question or comment, give us a call. This is not a nice subject to talk about, but we are killing people in America today. And it is accepted. Now, basically, of course, physicians always took the Hippocratic Oath. I don't think they take it anymore. They've modified the Hippocratic Oath. They've altered it to take away this total respect for humanity. But I will tell you, my wife is a nurse. She, of course, trained in a Catholic hospital. And I don't care what you say about Catholics. That Catholic hospital indoctrinated in her, in that belief in the importance of human life. And she's always held that belief as a direct result of the 3 years she spent working in a Catholic hospital where they treasured human life, probably a lot more than they do in most Protestant hospitals today. So you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is an individual decision. But each of us must understand that God created life, and God has the right, of course, to end the life, but in his time, not in ours. What is convenient? Well, it may be convenient, but it isn't right. And if you suddenly help to suddenly end someone's life, that will be there to haunt you all the rest of your life. Go ahead, Pastor Joy. What are your thoughts?
Well, I believe that we need to get back to God, and we need to wake up in America today. And, you know, the report that I mentioned from the Telegraph today, talking about how 29% of patients that die in the hospital there are on this care pathway, you know, where their lives are being ended. We need to wake up in America and get back to what God says about life and quit using these excuses that it's a woman's right to abort her child and that it's even a person's right to end their life, which God calls, you know, killing yourself. It's suicide. It's wrong. But many of these people are not being given the choice. You know, when the morphine is placed in them, they're not aware of what is happening. And it's a sad situation in America today. And if it wasn't for radio programs such as yours waking up people and alerting them to these things, there would be a total silence.
Well, when you have a radio program like we do, it's an awesome responsibility, and you've got to be right, and you've got to counsel people, and you've got to point them that everything has to do with God. You can't take God out of anything, but this is what we've done in America today. America has turned against God. And certainly you can say, well, I'm a good Christian, but you know, basically, maybe you are. But there are so many people who profess to be Christians who have forgotten what this is really all about, and that is that everything we do should be, what would Jesus do? That's a good question. What would Jesus do under the circumstances? And I hope that you will ask that question every time you have to make a difficult decision, either that or get onto your knees and ask for God's guidance. But there is a murderous attitude within our society today, because America as a nation has turned against God, because they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and morality out of our schools and introduced sex education and homosexual education and all sorts of other concepts that erode the moral fabric of our society. And ladies and gentlemen, God will not be mocked. We don't teach much about the fear of God anymore, but I think we should, because I think God is going to bring His vengeance on this country. Our number, 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Pastor Joey Faust, and we're talking certainly about euthanasia. We're talking about hospice. We're talking about end-of-life care. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791 if you have a question or comment. All right, now let's go to Vincent, who's calling from North Carolina. Hi, Vincent. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
You're doing fine. Go right ahead.
Good. I just wanted to say I appreciate what Pastor Faust is doing, because since you helped me become aware of the change in values in the country, which is obvious, but you never quite make a connection until you see how it comes into being. If you need any verification of that for people who are unaware, all you have to do is go to a local store and just look at how many people, could be young people, maybe now some older people, that have, look and see how many shirts that have skulls on them or skull tattoos. I see it all the time, and I look at that and I try to think to myself, what does this person think that is so appealing about that? And when I try to alert people to what's going on with attempts at pushing euthanasia or population reduction, they look at me and they'll say something like, well, good, because there's too many people in the world anyway, and we need to teach these, we need to stop these people from having too many kids. You know, there's too many people being born in the world, and I just feel I'm sorry, it really irritates me when somebody says that.
You know what to say at that point, Vincent? You know, he said, well, you ought to go to the Bible and see what the Lord said. The Lord said, be fruitful and multiply. And if you think that the Lord is going to allow there to be too many people in the world he created, you don't have much confidence in the Lord, do you? And that puts them on a defensive position. I appreciate what you're saying. But Pastor, do you have any thoughts at all in reference to what Vincent said?
Oh, he is exactly right about this culture of death. And remember when the devil-possessed man, he was in the tomb, and he was naked. And I believe that there is, when you see these skulls and this fascination with death and nakedness, there is definitely, if not devil possession, there is this devil influence that is in our culture today. And, you know, it's not just the situation of not being informed. Proverbs says that we need to speak up for those, the innocent, that are delivered unto destruction. And there's this feminization of our churches today where tolerance has been redefined, that you have to agree with everyone, and if anybody ever speaks up and takes a strong stand against something, somebody's always trying to settle him down and tell him that he's not being Christ-like. But they miss Jesus with the whip. They miss Jesus rebuking the murderous Pharisees. And we need to get back to some masculinity in our churches that stands up for the unborn, that stands up and rebukes and reproves and also exposes this culture of death.
Amen to that. Well, certainly it. I want to thank you very much, Vincent. One thing you could say to the people is, look, you read Revelation 6:8, and then you read Revelation 6:9. And basically in Revelation 6:8, they kill a quarter of the population of the world, and then they kill another third of the population of the world. Boy, won't that be wonderful when those things happen? And you're going to look at a surprised expression on their face. And as they said, maybe you ought to read the Bible and understand what lies ahead and how this is going to affect your life. How would you feel if they killed half the population of the world? Is that what you'd really like? Well, these things are coming as long as people continue in their effort to turn against God. Hey, Vincent, thanks very much for calling. And Pastor Joey, do you have a parting thought for our listeners before we let you go?
Only that we just need to pray and we need to stand up. And as we said, it's not just in this realm of hospice and the killing of the elderly and the abortion. I mean, the health of Americans is being destroyed by fake foods and GMOs and mosquito spray. And we could go on and on about how they're trying to reduce the population and many of these things you've talked about on your own program. But anywhere we can, we need to speak up against this culture of death and expose what they're doing, and not only that, but to take a manly stand against what is happening to these innocent people.
Amen to that. God bless. Thanks very much. I will try to get you onto our morning and onto our evening program. I think your message is vitally important. Thank you for having the courage to stand up. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I do want to mention we do have a new advertiser. It's Jigsaw Magnesium. It's a time-release magnesium product, and of course, 80% of the population is low in magnesium, and magnesium affects your brain and your bowel and your bones and your heart and your muscles. It's a vitally important mineral, and most doctors are unaware of this. Let me suggest you call them. It's 888-352-5050. 888-352-5050. And you can learn a lot more about that if you get Dr. Russell Blaylock's wonderful book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, or we have a book on magnesium, and you can get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. I'll tell you about both my wife and my son take the Jigsaw Magnesium, and certainly the book is vitally important. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to learn how to look after your own health. There are only a few things that we really recommend very strongly. Vitamin D3, we think is so vitally important. Certainly magnesium, selenium. But you can certainly get the list of the health products we carry. Most of them we take ourselves, and I'm 83 and still going pretty strong. So they must be working somehow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, certainly we want to remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener supported. If you're out there in the listening audience and that you can in a position to help us, why, certainly you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or advertise with us or whatever you can do. We can certainly get the products that we carry, the food, health food products, the Miracle 2 soap products, certainly the Berkey water filters. We carry these things because we think they're important. Our books, certainly our videos, our DVDs. We call 1-800-544-8927. Then, because I have to remind you, we're having a all-day conference on the 21st of October. That's a week, not from this Sunday. It's actually 2 weeks from this Sunday, and so it's on October the 21st. We're bringing in speakers from across the country, and the program is going to start at 8:15. It's going to go until 6 in the evening. We're going to be serving lunch, so you have to have a reservation. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. So how do we understand what's going on in the world, this callous indifference to euthanasia and to abortion and to the murder of people and the wars and the torture and all of the things that are happening in the world today? Well, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It'll be an introduction to what's going on. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, we do hope many of you out there will certainly get my talk on The Dark Secret. It's on DVD. On The Forbidden Secret. And they're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Both books come with a syllabus. We have my talk on population control, and because euthanasia is simply part of population control, abortion, sterilization, contraception, wars, and they actually launch these wars, and they kill thousands, hundreds of thousands of people intentionally. 50,000, certainly in the first Gulf War. Why, of course, why George Bush, President Bush at that time, George W. Bush, urged the people of the southern part of Iraq to rise up against Saddam Hussein. They did. And then, of course, George Bush Gate lets Saddam Hussein use his helicopter gunships, and they machine gun to death 50,000 Shia Muslims. They machine gunned 50,000 Shia Muslims after George Herbert Walker Bush had told them to rise up and we would help them overthrow Saddam Hussein. Was he mistaken? No, he knew what he was doing. They use wars to slaughter people as they're going to use this coming war to slaughter millions because we're going to war with the Muslim world. It's only a matter of time. The terrible things lie in the head if we do not see revival and the people of this country turning back to God. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our radio programs 24 hours a day, watch our DVDs, and certainly read our newsletters. We'll be back in a moment here for the next hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.